I'm Emmanuel Berry, in for Mark Bayshore. This is Current State. At the end of each month, we check in Great Lakes commentator and journalist Gary Wilson for updates on environmental stories from around the basin. For today's Great Lakes Month in Review, we're focusing on Governor Snyder's environmental efforts and algae blooms. Gary Wilson, welcome to Current State.
Hey, Emmanuel. Good morning, and good to have you behind the mic on a weekday.
Yeah, this is a rare occasion for me.
And a good one.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so let's start with Governor Snyder. In his budget proposal, he featured some Great Lakes-centric items, but before we assess this year's proposals, let's take a look back a little bit about what Snyder has done in the past for the Great Lakes in relation to budgets.
Sure, Emmanuel. Governor Snyder, he's coming to this budget proposal, which is about $14 million, mostly to combat invasive species, in the last year of his term. And, you know, those of us that track these things over time, Michigan is the Great Lakes state. Governor Snyder is, the leader of the Great Lakes state. You guys are surrounded by water. So in the first 3 years, he was, so strangely on the sidelines. I think everybody in the community was willing to give him a pass for the first year. He inherited a lot of problems, and he had a lot of things on his plate, especially with budget issues. For the first year, people were kind of going, okay, where are the Great Lakes? And he's not doing much. He's not saying much. Okay, he'll get to it. We know he will. But when I got into year two, and especially year three, there really wasn't much from him about the Great Lakes. Here we go into his last year. And now he's starting to focus on them a little bit. So there's a thought out there that he's been late to the party.
Yeah, what did he propose this year? Let's talk a little bit about the funding projects for the Great Lakes that Snyder proposed in his State of the State and budget addresses.
Sure. In the State of the State, he quickly touched on the need to focus on invasive species of all types, aquatic and otherwise. But he didn't really provide a lot of detail, except that he would be proposing money for his budget address, which he did a week or so later. And in that address, he's proposing $14 million to combat invasive species, trying to get ahead of the curve a little bit. I think what the state has done mostly is react, and once you start reacting to invasive species, it's really too late. You're fighting and losing battle. So he wanted to get in a little bit on the front side related to prevention, and he's proposed $14 million for that. It's all good, but I equate it to brushing your teeth in the morning. You need to do that, but it's not a big deal.
So the proposal did focus on invasive species, but he didn't address the most pressing invasive species, many would argue, for the Great Lakes region, which is Asian carp. He didn't mention the Army Corps study at all. What do you make of that?
Well, that's perplexing to me, and it's frustrating. Like I said, he is the governor of the Great Lakes State, and he also has a leadership position in the region with the Council of Great Lakes Governors. He and Governor Quinn from Illinois are the co-chairs of that organization. This Army Corps study, which we've talked about a number of times, is one of the biggest things to happen related to invasive species ever. I just think that he's been silent on it. I think that as the governor of the Great Lakes State, he should be out there saying something, whether he's for physical separation, against it, even if he's neutral, wants to study it more, he should be taking a position. Governor Quinn from Illinois last year, he kind of softly came out for physical separation, saying it was the ultimate solution. So even if Governor Snyder said something now, he wouldn't be on the cutting edge. And Governor Quinn provided him a little bit of political cover. So being on the sidelines now with this big issue facing the region and his state, it seems he could do better.
Another big issue facing the entire Great Lakes region is algae blooms. So first, just a reminder, what is an algae bloom and how do they impact the Great Lakes?
Well, algae blooms are caused by the nutrient runoff from the tributaries into the Great Lakes. Lake Erie is the biggest problem. The nutrient runoff is phosphorus, nitrogen, and that mostly comes from agriculture runoff. There are other ways that it gets into the lake. Sewage discharge is a big one with the Detroit River's outflow into Lake Erie. And also in the Great Lakes Bay, Saginaw Bay, they've got significant algae problems, but it's mostly caused by agricultural runoff. It's a big problem. there's a dead zone in Lake Erie that's caused by harmful algae blooms. If you go to the beach in the summertime, you take your kids, you take your dog. The kids can't swim because they could get sick. Dogs love to run in water. They run in the water. They drink the water. They can get sick. So it's a big problem. It has been one for years.
So it's been a problem for years, but what types of programs have been in place or created to try and resolve this issue?
They're mostly voluntary programs asking the farmers to use best management practices. The EPA is, it's got direct responsibility for this, and under the Clean Water Act, they've got authority. But they've really been fairly soft. They propose a lot of studies. They spend a lot of money on study, and they've left it to the states to use voluntary measures, propose voluntary measures to get the farmers to comply. Voluntary measures, they're good, but any place where voluntary measures have been used, and I think the Chesapeake Bay is the prime example, voluntary measures have never been successful. And that even led one of our environmental groups, the Natural Resources Defense Council, Ann Alexander writes a blog there, and they've been tracking this, and they've been involved with the EPA for years. She says this kumbaya approach of just voluntary measures, let's hold hands and collaborate, it won't work, and it's time for the EPA and the states to step up and do more.
Well, we'll be keeping our eye on that. Gary Wilson is a Great Lakes commentator and journalist. Gary, thanks for your time.
Always good to be with you, Emmanuel. Thank you.
This segment is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. More news about the Great Lakes environment can be found at greatlakesecho.org or on Current State every Tuesday as part of our partnership.